This goes to Dr. Sarva Pauli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-463-3008. Regarding Jane, last name is Large, L-A-R-G-E, date of birth 3-2-1933. Dear Dr. Sarva Pauli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Large with advanced renal failure, chronic atrial fibrillation, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was October 14th of 2025. Her weight is up 11 pounds over the last 8 months without excessive swelling of the lower extremities, and she's short of breath with exertion chronically, but that is stable. No shortness of breath at rest. No recent cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does wonder if she can start to eat some more cheese in her diet. She will avoid milk because that tends to cause excessive phlegm, but she would like to eat more cheese in order to get some more protein intake. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, allopurinol is 100 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Bumex, 1 milligram twice a day. Valium is 2.5 milligram every 24 hours as needed for anxiety. Ferrous sulfate tablets daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams once a day. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent twice a day. Toprol is Toprol XL, 25 milligram once daily. Xarelto, 10 milligram once a day. Physical examination, weight 137 pounds. Pulse is 60 and irregular. Blood pressure 110 over 65. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregularly irregular. Abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done June 9th of 2026. And creatinine 1.62. Estimated GFR is 29. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 9.7. Estimated GFR. The phosphorus is 3.9, sodium 136, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 25, hemoglobin 10.4, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and normal phosphorus and calcium levels. The patient can have a little bit of cheese in her dietary and while she's eating. She can have macaroni and cheese. I would avoid milk just due to the phlegm that tends to cause, but she can have cheese, and her potassium levels are also normal. Two, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. Three, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. We will continue to ask for monthly lab studies to be done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.